You're listening to the best of Lex and Terry.
Right now, it is just time for some Magic 8-Ball advice. We have Mike from Freakville on. What is up, Mike?
Hey, Givers. I got a question for the 8-Ball.
Yes, sir.
I've been pondering moving back to my hometown, upstate New York, and I'm asking the 8-Ball, what should I do?
Okay. Should Mike move from Freakville, Florida, to his hometown back in upstate New York? Here it is. Oh, man, that was a real quick answer. That was so fast. Normally these things teeter. It says, it is decidedly so. We're going to miss you, man.
Hey, got to do what the 8-Ball says.
Yep. All right, good luck.
Remember to download the app and still enjoy the show every day, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Although we need you in Freakville. But call us if you have you'd like to get on with the Magic 8-Ball. I know Sarah has a question for it. All right, Sarah, go ahead.
Well, I'm nervous again, like I said earlier, about booking my flights to Europe for, September, October. I don't know if the coronavirus will be like mad crazy by then, even worse than now or better. So I'm going to say, Magic 8-Ball, should I book my flights to Europe within the next 2 weeks?
Should Sarah B. Morgan book her flights to Europe within the next 2 weeks? Okay, here it goes. Outlook, not so good.
Well, damn it.
Leah, you're on Lex and Terry.
Great. Good morning, everybody. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Good, sir.
Awesome. So my question to the 8-Ball is, should I ask my girlfriend to marry me? We've been together 5 years this June.
Really?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about her.
She's my world. She's everything to me. She changed my life when we met. I knew the first day that I met her that she was the one.
The ball's feeling the passion now. The ball is feeling your passion.
Nice explanation. Let's see what happens here.
Should Leah marry her longtime girlfriend? 5 years, pretty long time.
Yeah.
Here we go. My sources say yes.
Awesome. All right, my next step is to go ask her dad if I can marry her, I guess.
Do that thing, Leah.
When do you want to pop the question?
Yeah, when do you want to do that?
Well, the sooner the better now. I've been having the heebie-jeebies for a while, and so I guess it's time to do it.
It's time to sack up.
Yeah, does she want to get married?
I think so, yeah.
Well, then, come on. Yeah. Make an honest woman out of her.
We've kind of talked about it, but we haven't because, neither one of us has actually asked the question. But
yeah. Well,
it's time for me to do it, I guess.
Apparently so. That's what the 8-Ball says. Yep. Good luck to you. All right, we'll see you later.
Awesome. Y'all have a great day. Thank you too. So
you too.
All right, I like her. Aaron and Nora LaJarn, Lex and Terry, what's up, bud?
Givers. Hey, guys. I got it.
Sorry, Aaron. Hold up, man. We almost killed Lex.
Okay.
Just trying to be a team player, but I was drinking water. Sorry.
Go ahead there, Aaron.
All right, guys. My question for the 8-Ball is, will Mike McCarthy be able to do anything with the Cowboys this year?
That's a good question. It's a good question. Aaron would like to know, is Mike McCarthy going to be able to do anything with the Cowboys? I would be a little more specific, with this, because anything could just mean, make them suck.
Well, will they have a winning season? Will they be better than 8-8?
All right. Will they have a better 8-8 season under Mike McCarthy? Here we go with the Cowboys. Oh, man, that was a very fat outlook. Not so good.
Oh.
Sarah.
That's about right.
Sorry, Aaron. Sorry, man. He understood. He was, that's about right. All right. Let's go to Ryan, also in Freakville. Ryan, you're on Lex and Terry. Let's do this, buddy.
Givers. All right, guys. So I have this girl. I used to mess around with her a little bit. She's about to go to jail in like 12 days, and I might see her in a couple days. I want to ask the Magic 8-Ball.
Should you try what?
Yeah.
Should you try sleeping with her?
She's trying to defend her as her lawyer? What are you talking about?
Listen, I would think that a chick who's about to go into jail is going to sling leg no matter what. You would think.
I think that's why she might be wanting to come over anyway.
Okay, well, here we go. Should Ryan try to bang the really nasty, crazy, weird girl? Here we go.
You're right on.
All right.
All right. Can't wait to hear what this
it
says.
Hold on. I got to turn the thing around. It is. Hold on. It says, reply hazy. Try again. Okay, here we go. Should Ryan try to bang the jailbird before she goes to jail?
You'd think it'd be an easy yes, but you never know.
It says right here, signs point to yes, Ryan.
There you go.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
You got 12 days. Hit it.
Oh, boy. You know,
he definitely needed to go. Nah, he.
There's something wrong with that phone call.
Yeah, man.
Because if that was me, you know, if that's even a question in my mind, should I bang the chick who's about to go to jail in 5 days?
Yeah, that's not going to bother me anymore after I do this.
Well, there's two thoughts, the schools of thought. One is like, well, bang away. Another one is, I have to resort to banging jail chicks.
Oh, man, my conscience would let me let go of that.
Yeah.
And I think yours would, too.
Well, it depends on how hot she is.
Yeah, exactly.
And if she's really, really nasty.
And how long is she going to jail for? What could this chick could have done? If she's
going to jail.
Yeah, but she gets to go in 12 days, which means the crime's not super
bad.
Yeah,
it's not like she killed somebody.
She's getting ready to get her affairs in order, but yeah. I'd just be like, hey, bend over, Deja, and give it to her.
Nice. All right, James in Freakville.
I'm so sorry,
creepy.
D.
It was creepy, but you did it. Congratulations.
You ever had your stomach turn when you're talking?
Yes.
Every day.
Last time I said what you said.
When you farted.
Hello?
Yeah, that too.
Something was turning. Sorry,
thank
James.
Thank you, James. Come on.
I'd like to know if this cruise is going to be any fun or if it's going to be a bust.
Which cruise are we talking about?
Well, I'm heading out from Florida to the West Bahamas, and it's a 7-day cruise, and I'm just, I'm not too sure about it because I don't do good in crowded places.
Oh, you're going to, okay, here we go. I was gonna try to give you a pep talk, but I'm going to let the Magic 8-Ball answer this. Is James' cruise going to be okay? Because he's going on it no matter what, right? You're going on this.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay, you just want to know if the cruise is going to be okay or a bust. So I guess I will ask, is the cruise going to be go okay for James? Here we go.
Yeah, that'll work.
It says you, I'm going to turn the thing around, you may rely on it.
Woo!
Means it's going to be a good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
And we don't get that for cruises often.
No, not at all. Good luck there. All right, thank you. Wow.
Mm. That's pretty special there. I thought just being a cruise, that'd be a no.
Kenny in Alabama, hi.
Givers.
Ah.
I need to know if me and my old lady got the coronavirus because we went into an Asian market yesterday and we sick today.
Okay. Dude, that is so wrong, but okay.
Okay.
Kenny from Alabama wants to know, because he ate in an Asian market, wants to know if he's got coronavirus today. Here's the
views of the Lexington aren't answering necessarily the views of Lexington management and their employees.
It says don't count on it.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, you're all right, man.
There you go. Aaron in New Orleans, you're on Lexington. What's up, bud?
Givers. Hey, guys. I got
sorry, Aaron. Hold on, man. We almost killed Lex.
Okay.
Just trying to be a team player, but I was drinking water. Sorry.
Go ahead there, Aaron.
All right, guys. My question for the A-ball is, will Mike McCarthy be able to do anything with the Cowboys this year?
That's a good question. It's a good question. Aaron would like to know, is Mike McCarthy going to be able to do anything with the Cowboys? I would be a little more specific, you know, with this, because anything could just mean, but make them suck.
Well, will they have a winning season? Will they be better than 8-8?
All right. Will they have a better 8-8 season under Mike McCarthy? Here we go with the Cowboys. Oh, man, that was a very fair outlook. Not so good.
Oh.
Sarah.
That's about right.
Sorry, Aaron. Sorry, man. He understood. He was, that's about right.
This is the best of Lex and Terry.